हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्। So in the previous, we had to remember here, Purupakshi comes again here. Shankaracharya gave a beautiful general answer in the previous last sentence. He concluded, we see the last lines of Shankaracharya. I want to remember not including karma with jnanam as a means of attainment of mokshaha. Not including karma with knowledge, not adding karma with knowledge as a means of attainment of mokshaha does not contradict the Veda Shastram, because the entire Veda Shastra has a purpose. The main purpose of the Veda Shastram is revealing the Purushartha. Mokshaha, which is the ultimate end, and that moksha should be revealed to the people. Moksha, Purushartha Upadesha Paratvam Shruti has. Shruti's main aim is to reveal the moksha. And moksha has to be revealed only through the knowledge. Therefore, revealing or presenting the knowledge of the reality is its main aim. If a person has to be relieved from bondage, and for which the ignorance which causes the bondage must be resolved. In order to resolve the ignorance which causes the bondage, knowledge has to be taught. Knowledge has to be taught means what? Knowledge of the reality should be given. Reality should be revealed. Therefore, revealing the knowledge, revealing the reality, which is the Brahma Vidya, is the main aim of the Upanishad. That is what he said in the last sentence. Vidya prakashakatvena vidyaya avidyayaha nivruttihi kartavya. That was his last sentence. Now, I'm going to move on to the next line. And before I go on to the Purupakshi's sentence, let me make it very clear. Shankaracharya gave a general answer to Purapakshi, but still Purapakshi is not at all satisfied with Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer. So he again presents his contention, Purapaksha. Again he presents his Purapaksha. Again he presents his objection very clearly. So how does Purapakshi present his objection here? He says, if a Vedanti, you are a Vedanti and you are a Siddhanti. He addresses Shankaracharya, okay? You are a Siddhanti, you are a Vedanti. And what did you say? You said, there is no contradiction at all. By saying that a part of the Veda, one portion of the Veda Shastram, one portion of the Veda Shastram known as Karma Kanda, blesses a person with the preparedness to gain the knowledge, to attain the knowledge. Then the other portion of the Veda Shastram reveals the knowledge, gives knowledge of the reality. Therefore, they both are complementary, both portions are complementary to each other. What is that? Karmakandaha contributes for the mental preparation of the shastra, mental preparation of the individual. Mental preparation required for the jnanam. And the second portion blesses a person with the knowledge. Therefore, knowledge itself is mokshaha, which means karmakandaha and jnanakandaha are mutually complementary. Then, the Purapakshi says, the Purapakshi mentioned a contradiction. Purapakshi also earlier mentioned a contradiction for the Shankaracharya's view. He contradicted Shankaracharya's view. And he says, Shankara Bhagavatpada has not yet clarified that doubt, not yet answered his objection, not yet refuted his objection. What is that objection he said? What is that answer, objection that it has not yet been answered? It is said, Vedas, first part of the Veda, the first portion of the Veda, Veda Pura Bhagaha, which discusses karma, which is said to be a complementary portion, which contributes for the preparation of the mind for jnanam, and there duality is accepted. Okay, in Karmakanda, duality is accepted, dvaitam is accepted. Whereas Veda Antashastram Uttara Bhagaha negates the duality. See, one portion of the Veda Shastram accepts the dvaitam, another portion of the Veda refutes the duality, dvaitam. Okay, one portion of the Veda accepts the duality, another portion of the Veda negates the duality. And one portion of the Veda is said to be contributing for the mental preparation of the jnanam, and another portion contributes for the attainment of jnanam. So this is a contradiction. How is it possible for one Veda Shastram, the whole Veda Shastram as a one pramanam, first to say something different as where duality is accepted? And how is that possible for the same Shastram to negate duality later on? So one Purva Bhaga of the Veda Shastram accepts the duality. Later portion of the Veda Anta Shastram negates the duality, rejects the duality, dvaitam. So dvaitasya svikaranam, dvaitasya nirakaranam. Dvaitasya svikaranam in the first part, dvaitasya nirakaranam in the second part. This is the contradiction. So Purapakshi is asking, this contradiction has not yet been resolved. Is it clear? Am I clear or not? Okay. Now I'm going to read this. Check out this Sanskrit words. Purapakshi's sentence. Evamapi kartradi karaka sadbhava pratipadana param shastram virudhyate eva. Kartradi karaka sadbhava pratipadana param shastram virudhyate eva iti chet. So even though you say Shastra's aim is to reveal the truth ultimately for moksha, and that is Shastra's aim, that's fine. But still, Shastram, what you say contradicts the Veda. Purapakshi says Shankaracharya's view contradicts the Vedic teaching. Why? Because what does he say that? Shastram, in the first, the Shastram is committed to establishing the existence of the different karakas, like karta, etc. Okay, it means in the Purva Karma Kanda, all the karakas are accepted. Karakas are accepted means accessories required for the karma are accepted, where duality is also accepted. And, but later on, we say all the karakas are not negated and the duality is also negated. So this is the contradiction. Okay. Kartradi karaka sadbhavaha. Sadbhava means existence. Existence of all the karakas is accepted. It means pratipadana param. So pura pratipadana param is karmakanda of the Veda. Pratipadayati reveals. Karmakanda of the Veda Shastram reveals the existence of the karakas. Means accepts the existence of karakas, prescribes the karma, and which means the doer, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, the notions are all accepted. Kartrutvam is accepted. And then a duality, because I am the performer of the action, I am performing the action for a given result, it is an object of result, object of action in terms of result. This duality, dvaitam, is accepted. Whereas in Jnana Kandaha, all, not only the karakas are all negated, the very doership, panjarship is negated, even the doer and the enjoyer of the result of action, etc., result of action, the object of action, agent of action, this duality definitely is resolved. Okay, therefore, this, his view contradicts the karmakanda, what is revealed by the karmakanda. Shankara Bhagavatpada's view contradicts what is revealed in the karmakanda of the Veda. That is what Purapakshi says. Is it clear? So the Purapakshi, who is, let me make it clear. Kartradi karaka sadbhavam pratipadayati shastram. Shastram reveals the karakas, existence of the karakas, such as agent of action, object of action, etc. I mean, duality is accepted there. But what Shankaracharya says is what? Viruddhyate means his view contradicts the teaching of the karmakanda, where accessories are revealed, accepted, a duality is also accepted. This is the teaching here. The Purapakshi, who is beaten, does not give up. He continues to fight. Evamapi. Let this be so. That Shruti is committed to teaching Brahma Vidya and that it has moksha as the result. Even then, Kartradi Karaka Sadbhava Pratipadana Param Shastram Viruddhyate. The contradiction to Karma Shastram continues to be there. The whole Veda is engaged in talking about karmas, which entirely depend upon kartradi karakas. All these karakas are upheld by the shastram. They all have sadbhava, existence. Otherwise, shastram cannot enjoin karma. Therefore, he concludes that the entire shastram that is committed to establishing the presence of karta, establish the presence of karta, karma, karanam, and so on. What does it mean? I'm repeating sentence. Therefore, he concludes that the entire shastram that is committed to establishing the presence of accessories required for performing karma in terms of karta, karma, karanam, and so on. And that shastram, karma shastram, will be contradicted if Brahma Vidya Shruti is accepted. The Shruti statement, which reveals the oneness of the reality, which reveals the non-duality of the reality, which serves as a means of knowledge of attainment of Brahman, that statement, which is presented by Shankaracharya, that contradicts the Purva Bhaga of the Veda Shastram, where duality is accepted. I'm going to the next paragraph. Does it make it clear? Okay. What the Purapakshi says is that accepting the reality of the existence of Karaka, existence of Karaka differences only, accepting the reality of the existence of Karaka differences only, Shastram has engaged itself in enjoining the karmas. That the Shastram has enjoined karmas is the proof for the existence of the Karakas. And for the Shastra's commitment to the existence of the Karaka, and for the Shastra's commitment to the existence of the Karakas. This conclusion of the Purapakshi is wrong. The Shastram does not say Karakas really exist. And Karaka differences really... See, there ends the Purapakshi's contention. Then Shankara, other view comes. The Shastram does not say Karakas really exist. That is not Purapakshi's statement. Purapakshi, the conclusion of the Purapakshi is wrong. From there onwards, Shankaracharya's view comes. They have not edited properly the book. Okay? Shastra's commitment to existence of Karakas, there ends the Purapakshi's view. Is it clear? You can make a note. I have already made it very clear. What I said was very precise and clean. Take it this way. See, what Purapakshi says, once and let me make it very clear. Karakas means Karakani, means accessories required for performing rituals or any action. And when the Karmakanda of the Veda prescribes the karma, Karmakanda Shastram accepts the accessories, accepts the duality. Whereas, in Jnanakanda, Upanishads, duality is negated, Karakas are negated. So, which means, Shankaracharya, a Siddhanti here, who is holding on to the Jnanakanda portion, and who does not accept the Karmakanda teachings, as though he's not accepting, he says his Shankaracharya's view contradicts the Purabhaga of the Veda Shastram. That is what he says, Purapakshi says. And what is Shankaracharya's answer for that? Actually, answer is, the conclusion of Purapakshi is wrong. Why? Because Karakas are not real according to Veda Shastram. We understand. According to Veda Shastram, all the accessories are not real. Because karma is not real. The desire which causes the karma is not real. The ignorance which is the root cause of karma is not real. What is real then? Consciousness implied by the term Atma alone is real. Other than Atma, the consciousness, Ajnanam is mithya. Yeah, not real means what? Mithya. Therefore, ignorance caused desire is mithya. Desire caused action is mithya. And the accessories which are used for performing ritual is mithya. All the notions, doership, penjaship, etc. are all mithya. Result of action is mithya. The experience of results of actions is mithya. Everything is mithya. Who says this? Veda Shastram ultimately presents this fact. Except the consciousness existence implied by the term Atma or Brahma, everything is mithya. Which means all the notions are mithya. Ignorance is mithya. Accessories are mithya. Karma is mithya. And then Triputi Vedaha is mithya. Everything is mithya. Shastram, nowhere Shastram says they're all real. Of course, Shastram accepts the ignorance, does not deny the ignorance. Shastram accepts the ignorance caused wrong notions. Shastram accepts the adhyasa. Shastram accepts the adhyaropaha. Shastram accepts the duality. Duality which is mistaken to be reality is accepted by the Shastram. It's all possible. Why? It's all because of Ajnanam. The aim is, Shastra's aim is accepting the ignorant person's views and views. Shastram prescribes the karmakanda, the karmas, rituals in the karmakanda, upasanas in the upasana kanda, where duality is accepted. Ultimately, they're all prescribed by the Shastram to help a person to grow emotionally, to become emotionally sharp, emotionally stable, and to become intellectually sharp. Once the karma has served its purpose of preparing the mind for jnanam in terms of antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naishchalyam, then Shastra's aim is to gradually show him the what is real. Accepting what is not real, mithya, as real in the beginning is only to help a person to accept the Veda Shastram. When the Shastram has its own purpose to make a person grow, Shastram helps. Then when the person is ready, then Shastram presents completely. Shastram's aim is to give a different perspective of what he thinks is as real is not real. For to make a person understand what he thinks is real is not real, to help a person see the fact of what he is seeing as real is not real, Shastram is going to teach from a different standpoint, different angle, what is absolutely real. That is the aim of the Shastram. Therefore, Shastram presents the karmas. Shastram accepts everything. Shastram accepts the duality, but does not say duality is real. Shastram accepts the accessories. Shastram does not say accessories are real. Shastram itself prescribes karma, but Shastram does not say karma is real. Is it clear? Therefore, now this is what is Shastrankaracharya is going to say. Let me tell you here. The Shastram, I'm reading the last three sentences. The Shastram does not say karakas really exist. Karakas really exist means what? Karakas are not real. And karaka differences, karakas, the differences between the karakas is not real, mithya. It means it just gives you the karmas going along with you who sees everything differently. Oh, this needs a lot of editing. I wish I sit and do the editing. But I have made it very clear. I tell you, I'm reading along with you. I have not read this book before. I want to sit in with, maybe I should sit with Adniji. Do, just take, remove all sentences unwanted. Make clean few sentences. Too many sentences repeating same thing. Okay, when talking is okay, but in writing it must become, you must be very precise. Okay, in page number 369, I'm reading, Shastra Pravrittihi is to finally negate the existence of karakas, shastra pravrutti is to finally negate the existence of karakas. Shastra pravrutti means the aim of the shastram is ultimately to negate the existence of karakas. When it unfolds, ekameva advitiyam brahma. Therefore, karaka sadbhave pramanam nasti. You cannot prove a separate existence of karta, karma, karanam, etc. in reality. There is neither shastram nor logic, reasoning. Bhashyakara comes up with this wonderful argument here. Okay. Let me make it very clear. What is a pramanam? Veda Shastram is a pramanam when you say. Please make a note of the pramana, the definition of pramanam. I want to know. What is a pramanam? Make a note of the sentence. You must make write it. Pramanam it to take him. What is the means of knowledge? Shastram says, anadhigatam, asandigdham, anadhigata, please make a note of this pramana. Anadhigata, abadhita. First is anadhigata. Then abadhita. Third word, asandigdha. Arthavat. Jnana janakam. Jnana janakam pramanam. It's a clean, beautiful definition. Let me make it very clear again. Anadhigata, abadhita, asandigdha, arthavat, jnana janakam pramanam. Anadhigata, abadhita, asandigdha, arthavat, jnana janakam pramanam. Okay. Let me make it very clear first of all. Pramanam means pramiyate anena iti pramanam. Pramiyate means what? Prakarshena miyate. Prakarshena miyate means that by which something is accurately arrived at, measured. That by which something is accurately measured, arrived at. Iti pramanam. Pramiyate anena iti pramanam. One word. Another meaning is prama karanam pramanam. Prama means jnanam, knowledge. Prama karanam pramanam. Prama janakam pramanam. That which results in knowledge is pramanam. Okay, so when is it called pramanam? He says, a means of knowledge. Pramanam is a means of knowledge which reveals something anadhigatam, already unknown. You cannot call something a means of knowledge. It reveals what is already known. Very important. A pramanam is that which reveals something already unknown through any other means of knowledge. Anadhigata. Adhigata means known. Anadhigata means unknown. Are you all writing down? Okay. Adhigatam means understood or known. Anadhigatam means unknown. So anadhigatam means what is to be known should not be already known thing. It should not be known through any other means of knowledge. That's called anadhigatam. Okay. Anadhigatam. The next is adhi abadhitam. Abadhitam means the pramanam is that which reveals something which cannot be negated by another pramanam. Abadhitam. Because pramanam is very important to understand. What is abadhitam? Non-negated. So, pramanam is that which reveals something which cannot be negated by another means of knowledge. Let me give the example. Suppose, except your eyes, your ears cannot, what is revealed by the ears cannot be negated by eyes. What is revealed by eyes cannot be negated by ears. What is revealed by nose cannot be negated by other pramanam. Is it clear? So, abadhitam. So, pramanam is that which reveals something unknown, which cannot be known through other means of knowledge. So, pramanam is that which reveals something which cannot be negated by another means of knowledge. Then, asandigdham. Pramanam is that which removes, which reveals something totally, doubtlessly. Sandigdha means doubtful. Asandigdha means doubtless. So, pramanam is that which reveals a thing doubtlessly. Means which removes the, which reveals an object accurately, that which does not contribute for any doubt. Asandigdha. Then, fourth, arthavatu. So, pramanam is that which reveals something meaningful. Arthavat. And jnana janakam, that which produces the knowledge. So, what is pramanam? You must say this way. Pramanam is arthavat jnana janakam. A pramanam, a means of knowledge is that which produces the knowledge of something meaningful, something which is accurate, does not result in any doubt, which cannot be negated by any other means of knowledge, and which has not been already understood or known. Clear or not? Okay.
Yes.
So, anadhigata, abadhita, asandigdha, arthavat, jnana janakam pramanam. You must remember, this is the beautiful definition of pramanam. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to say here, when we say Veda Shastram is the pramanam, in Veda Shastram, what is unknown? Duality is not unknown. Duality is already known. So, Veda Shastram does not reveal the duality. Duality is a restatement, not new teaching. Okay. Second thing, it is, there's no, we already know I am different from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is different from me. I am different from the world. I'm different from every other being. This duality, divisions are all not revealed by the Pramanam. Why? We can't, because it's already known to us. Is it clear? Okay. Then, duality abadhitam means what? Shastram does not, what Shastram reveals, non-duality, that cannot be negated by any other pramanam. Non-duality, which is revealed by the Shastram, cannot be negated by any other pramanam. Asandigdham, definitely, we do not have any doubts in duality being there. Duality is already there, already known to us. We do not study Shastram to know this duality. Therefore, what is Adhigatam? So, Shastram does not reveal what is already known, Adhigatam. And Shastram does not reveal something what is where there something doubtless. Asandigdha, we don't have any doubts about duality being there. And of course, and what Shastram reveals is non-duality of the reality, which cannot be negated by any other pramanam, which is also meaningful, which serves a purpose. Meaningful means purposeful. It reveals the moksha. And so, pramanam is jnana janakam. Jnanam janayati iti jnana janakam. So, means of knowledge is that which produces the knowledge of something which is purposeful, meaningful, which is free of doubts, which is non-negatable by any other pramanam, and which is not understood through any other pramanam also. Anadigatam, mokshaha, or non-duality of the reality cannot be understood through any other pramanam. Anadigatam. Cannot be negated by any other pramanam. Abadhitam. And then asandigdham. It is not doubtful knowledge. And arthavat, highly purposeful, meaningful knowledge. So knowledge of the reality is anadigatam, abadhitam, asandigdham, arthavat. Therefore, Vedanta Shastram is a pramanam, a means of knowledge which produces the knowledge of purposeful, meaningful, doubt-free, non-negatable, unknown reality, which is non-dual reality. Is it clear now? Therefore, what Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Karma Kanda is not a pramanam. Pramanam means what? It's a pramanam for what? For Artha Kama Dharmas. Relatively, it's a relative pramanam for accomplishing relative ends. Karma Kanda is a pramanam for accomplishing relative ends. To perform rituals, which karma I should perform to gain which result. So, Karma Kanda serves as a pramanam for Artha Kama Dharmas, but still there also duality which Shastram accepts. Shastram accepts duality, accepts the karakas which are all mithya. Okay, accepting what is already known to us, what is mithya, does not make the Shastram pramana. Shastram is the pramanam exclusively for ultimately revealing the non-duality of the reality. That non-duality of the reality is anadigatam, which is not at all known, and abhaditam, which cannot be negated by any other pramanam, which is absolutely free of doubts, asandigdam, and of course is highly purposeful and meaningful, arthavat. Okay, this is what is pramanam. Therefore, what I say does not contradict the shastram, what is said in the karmakanda. Okay, have we made clear or not? Okay, now I'm going to Siddhanti's answer. Na yatha praptameva karakaha yatha praptameva karakastitvam upadaya yatha praptameva karaka astitvam upadaya upatta durita kshayartham karmani vidadachastram mumukshunam phalarthinam cha phalasadhanam na karaka astitve vyapriyate. Look at this. What Shankara, let me make it very clear before what Shankaracharya says, then I'll do the meanings for you. See, make a note of all these points. Shruti never accepts or proves the existence of karakas. Shruti does not state that karakas are real. I'm dictating a notes, like you can make a note of it. I'm giving key notes. Shruti establishes later on that all the differences of accessories, the karakas, being mithya. Shruti establishes the karakas being mithya. Okay. And Shruti in the karmakanda presents the rituals purely for fulfilling one's desires. So Shruti accepts the already existing perception of duality, karakas, etc. Shruti accepts the ignorance caused delusion caused duality, and the differences, karakas, etc. So accepting the delusion, Shruti prescribes various rituals, merely for satisfying the deluded people. To gain desirable ends. Okay, now we get the next sentence I'm telling. So here, Shankara presents an argument. You can say wonderful argument. Okay. What does Shankara say here? Make it a point. Duality is accepted in Karmakanda. Duality is accepted in Karmakanda. But Shruti is not a pramanam for duality. Shruti accepts the duality in the Karmakanda, but it is not, but Shruti is not a pramanam, means of knowledge, for establishing duality. Karmakandaha is not a pramanam for dvaitam. Duality. Karmakandaha is not a pramanam for duality. Accepting the duality is different from being a means of knowledge of duality. Accepting the duality is different from being the means of knowledge of duality. Does it make sense? Are you all making note of it or what?
Yes, Swami.
Okay, I don't want to waste my time. Otherwise, I can just go ahead. Okay, but I want to make it, because I don't want, it won't be clear. I have read it now. I want to really make it my own thing now. See, even if you learn one sentence today, it's very useful. Now, what is it? Karmakanda of the Vedashastram is not a pramanam for duality. Therefore, it is not appropriate on the part of Purupakshi to argue that Karmakanda reveals duality and Jnanakanda reveals non-duality. Karmakanda is a pramanam only for revealing unknown things such as heaven, the results of karma, etc. Not for duality. Because existence of heaven, higher worlds, and travel through paths etc., cannot be established, revealed by any other pramana. Cannot be known through any other pramana. Only Karmakanda of the Veda reveals results of actions, results of upasana, karma, etc., which cannot be known through any other pramanam. Therefore, Karmakanda is a pramanam for unknown things such as swarga, heaven, the solar path, lunar path, sushumna nadi, etc. But Karmakanda is not the pramanam for a duality, which is already known. Even simple means of knowledge such as perception, etc., already clearly reveals duality. Even perception reveals duality. Even though other means of knowledge reveal the duality, other means of knowledge cannot establish or reveal the mithyatvam of duality. Very important lesson I'm telling. Other means of knowledge such as perception, etc., can reveal duality, but they are incapable of revealing the mithyatvam of duality. It means duality being mithya, cannot be revealed by other means of knowledge. It is the Vedanta Shastram which alone reveals the mithyatvam of duality. What does it mean? Only Vedanta Shastram reveals the mithyatvam of duality. Means duality being mithya, duality being not real, is established only by Vedanta Shastram. So Vedanta is pramanam for understanding the mithyatvam of the duality, not for understanding the duality. Is it clear? Vedanta Shastram is the pramanam for understanding the mithyatvam of duality. Vedanta Shastram is not the pramanam for understanding the duality. Why? Duality is already understood. Do I make it clear or not?
Swamini, could you please repeat the last sentence?
Yeah, I said Vedanta Shastram does not reveal duality. It does not serve as a means of knowledge of duality, but Vedanta Shastram serves as a means of knowledge of the duality being mithya. Very important lesson. Where it is a pramanam, what is pramanam for, what is it not pramanam for? Okay, this is the first thing. Is it clear? First point is clear. Okay, now second point. Karmakanda also aims to reveal the mithyatvam of duality, even though Karmakanda also aims to reveal the mithyatvam of duality. However, there's a deliberate suppression. However, deliberately suppresses that, suppresses that fact because of some reasons. Even though Karmakanda also aims to reveal the mithyatvam of duality, however, it deliberately suppresses the fact, yet fact, because of some reasons. Okay, what is the first reason? People who are given to Karmakanda are not prepared to accept the shocking fact. People who are given to Karmakanda are not prepared enough to accept the shocking fact that duality is mithya. Because revealing the fact of duality being mithya, I'm repeating a very important sentence, because revealing the fact of duality being mithya is actually saying husband, wife, children, relatives, family, money, positions, possessions, everything is mithya. Therefore, this shocking fact may make the people reject Veda. The shocking fact may make the people reject the Veda Shastram. Therefore, initially, only for time being, Shruti Mata makes the best use of duality, which is revealed by other means of knowledge. Technically, this acceptance of what is already known and reusing already known, no, sorry, acceptance of what is already known and teaching based on what is already known is called anuvadaha. So, dvaitasya anuvadaha means restating what is already known, restating the duality which is already known is called Dvaita Anuvadaha. Restating the duality which is already known is called Dvaita Anuvadaha. Therefore, Shruti never reveals duality. Shruti does not reveal duality, nor does it reveal the mithyatvam of duality in the Karmakanda. So Shruti does not reveal duality, nor does it reveal the mithyatvam of duality in the Karmakanda, or for people who are given to Karmakanda. So next point. What is the next point now? Therefore, the mithyatvam of the dvaitam, the mithyatvam of duality is a fact relevant only for mumukshus. Okay, mithyatvam, the fact of duality being mithya. Listen to me carefully. The fact of duality being mithya is relevant only for mature individuals who are aspiring for knowledge and moksha. It is not relevant, okay? The fact of duality being mithya, even though it is a fact, it is not relevant for simple people who are aspiring for artha kama dharmas. Is it clear? See, so much pack, who has to pack? The all Swamiji said, they left all this. They have given, they literally, whatever Swami said in the class, they just come here. So much you have to put in the thinking. That's why maybe I should sit and then redo it. Because Swamiji was very ill. He was, they were doing in a hurry to show him the work before he passed away. I remember even the few days before he was taken to the hospital, he wanted to see what was being read. In a hurry they did. I don't know what they did. Okay. Is it clear now? What is relevant? What is not relevant? Yeah. So, the fact of duality being mithya is relevant for those people who are aspiring for jnanam and moksha. Even though it is a fact, it is not relevant for those who are aspiring only for artha kama dharmas. See, we have toy shop. The toy shop. I like the shop always. Whenever I used to go by car with Sarnaji, I saw the big board on the roadside. The toy shop board. I always want to go and see inside what was there. But Sarnaji never took me to the shops. Okay. What I'm saying, we pass by, but we don't go there. Doesn't mean the shop should not be there. Shop is meant for those people. They will go, children will go there to buy toys. The toys world is not for us. In the same way, Karmakanda is for people who are aspiring for artha kama dharmas. And for them, you should not go and tell them mithya, duality is mithya. It is not relevant. It's a fact, but it is not relevant for them. Okay. So a lot of things we have to make it very clear. Then, people at the Karmakanda level, people who are not yet prepared, people who are not yet prepared for jnanam, who are still at the level of Karmakanda, perform rituals to fulfill their desires. Therefore, revealing the fact of mithyatvam of duality is actually confusing them. And it is confusing them. Therefore, Veda Shruti Mata herself emphasizes that one should commit oneself to Dharma and legitimately gain what one should gain, what one wants to gain. So Shruti is least bothered to reveal the fact of Karakas being Mithya. But nowhere does the Shruti say duality is real, Karakas are real. So Shruti is not bothered to point out the reality of Karakas or the negation of the Karakas. Which means Shruti Mata is, okay, Shruti is the most practical that it includes Artha Kamas also as Purusharthas. Shruti accepts the individual, you as you are, and thinks only of your happiness. That is why Shruti is Mata. Okay. Now, fourth point I want to tell you. The fourth reason you can say, now three I have given you. Now, fourth reason I can't tell you. So Karma Kanda aims at preparing, a Karma Kanda of the Shruti aims at preparing the people gradually to be able to accept the mithyatvam of duality. Shastram reveals the moksha being the end, converts a person into a jignasu and mukshu. Then reveals the mithyatvam. Mithyatvam of duality. So Karma Kanda certainly contributes to gain Vairagyam. The dispassion for Artha Kama Dharmas and which is an important prerequisite qualification for gaining self-knowledge, for gaining knowledge. So duality blesses a person, acceptance of duality and functioning based on duality blesses a person with vairagyam, which makes a person search for the absolute reality. This search for reality results in the attainment of jnanam, where a person naturally negates duality as mithya, karakas as mithya, everything other than atma as mithya. Is it clear? Prabhu Garu? And this negation of duality, karakas, etc. as mithya is possible only by one's efforts of using the pramanam, efforts in terms of using the pramanam, not by one's own mere efforts. Okay, last point. Let me make it, move on to the next line. However, it's a fact that karma is not dismissed totally. Karma is not dismissed totally. At the same time, here our effort is to understand the role of karma. So even if a person is aspiring for jnanam, it is not possible for a person to accomplish jnanam if he has pratibandhas, obstacles caused by papams, sins. One's own papams, one's own sins can make a person think that he cannot understand Advaitam. If anybody thinks, oh, I cannot understand Advaitam, that itself, the thinking itself is because of papam, Shankaracharya says. Not his, elsewhere, but I bring it the point here. If a person thinks he cannot understand Advaitam, it's too complicated, I can't understand, that itself is because of the papam. And even if a person understands Advaitam, he is not able to benefit, enjoy the benefit of it because of papam. Therefore, bondage and knowledge, you can say samsaraha and jnanam, coexist in a person in a peculiar manner. Samsara and jnanam coexist in a peculiar manner in a person without allowing him to enjoy the freedom. Therefore, Shastram prescribes karmas to enable a person earn punyam through duality based rituals. And such punyam earned in previous life or in this life can neutralize the papams thereby remove the obstacles of a mukshu in his way of knowledge. I do not know how many of you are making note of what I'm saying.
Swami, remove obstacles.
Simply listening or what? Otherwise, I can just start on it to tell all these things. Because you will not understand. Hidden tell of what is, we'll never understand.
We are writing.
Carry on. Swami, can you just repeat? Thereby remove obstacles of mumukshu?
Obstacles in mumukshu's way of jnana. Obstacles of mumukshu in his way of jnana. His way to knowledge or way of knowledge? It's okay. Okay, all points are over. So now final conclude last sentence. Therefore, the last line, there is no contradiction between karma kandaha as a pramanam and jnana kandaha as a pramanam. Karmakanda is a pramanam for certain anadhigata matters, such as heaven, etc. Okay. So the concluding point is this. Therefore, there is no contradiction between karmakanda as a pramanam and jnanakanda as a pramanam. Karmakanda and jnanakandaha are complementary to each other that they contribute for ultimately revealing the only fact of mithyatvam of duality and satyatvam of non-duality. I'll repeat again. So karmakanda and jnanakanda do not contradict each other. As pramana, they function or they're complementary to each other. They reveal ultimately the only fact of duality being mithya and non-duality being satyam. Duality being mithya as the real and non-duality being satyam, the absolutely real. Shruti's karmakanda contributes for preparation. Jnanakanda contributes for revelation of the fact. Finished. Okay, this much is packed in the two lines of Shankaracharya's commentary. See, certain things are taken for granted that you are supposed to know already what is pramanam. So when it is said, you must come to your mind, oh, Karmakanda is not a pramanam for duality. Means it must come to your mind already. Why it is not a pramanam? Because what is pramanam? Ad anadigatam anadigata jnana janakam. Anadigata jnana janakam pramanam. Pramanam is that which produces the knowledge of something already unknown. If it reveals something what is already known, it cannot call it pramanam. If I tell you, suppose, you know, there is light everywhere. Swamini's statement that is not a pramanam because it is already known to you. It's a useless sentence. Doesn't serve any purpose. So, anadigata jnana janakam, asandigta jnana janakam. You see, jnana janakam means what? That which produces knowledge. So, the conditions are there. A pramanam can be called pramanam only if it produces the knowledge of what is already unknown. What is that? Anadigata jnana janakam pramanam. Adigata vishaya ukta means that's not pramanam. It's called anuvadaha. Anuvadaha means restating, reproducing, representing what is already known is not pramanam. It's called anuvadanam. Pramanam means anadigata jnana janakam. Okay. Not only that. Anadigata jnana janakam. Then abadhita jnana janakam. Badhita means negated. And abadhita jnana janakam. Pramanam is that which produces the knowledge of something which cannot be refuted, negated by any other means of knowledge. So Vedanta Shastram says, you are Tattvamasi, you are the truth and which is non-dual reality. No Pramanam can come and refute it. There's no Pramanam. No Pramanam can be brought into the world newly hereafter. No Pramanam. Abadhita jnana janakam. Then asandigda jnana janakam. Pramanam is that which produces the knowledge which is free from doubts. Doubtful knowledge is as good as ignorance. If you are using your eyes and if you say there is light and there's no doubt about it. So, pramanam is that which produces the knowledge which is free from doubts. A doubt-free knowledge. Only then you can call it a pramanam. So, anadigata jnana janam. Anadigatam jnanam janayati. Anadigatasya jnanam janayati. Abadhitasya jnana. Abadhitam jnanam janayati. Then, asandigdam jnanam janayati. Second thing, arthavat jnanam janayati. Arthavat jnana janakam. It produces the knowledge of something which is useful and purposeful. What is the use of knowing something useless thing? That is not jnana. A pramanam is the pramana. You can call it the pramana only if it produces the knowledge which is useful, which serves a purpose. Okay. Is it clear now? Okay, today, because I was going to break the sentence and tell you, but still I thought the sentences I saw and I understood what exactly you need to know. So I want to make it clear. Now memorize the pramanam. Anadhigata, abadhita, asandigda, arthavat, jnana janakam pramanam. Any doubts here? So what does Shankara do now? He established that there is no contradiction with what he says. Okay. Contradiction of his vision of the fact does not contradict what is revealed by the Karmakanda. What is revealed by the Jnanakanda, of course. So he says, there is no contradiction with Karmakanda. Why? He says, yatha praptameva karaka astitvam. Karaka astitvam yatha praptameva. Upadaya means having accepted the karakas being already there. Karmani shastram vidhadat. Shastram prescribes karmas. For what? Upatta durita kshayartam. Upatta durita kshayartam. Kshayartam for destroying, for removing the sins. Duritani. Duritanam kshayartam. Durita kshayartam. For the removal of obstacles, so removal of papams, upatta earned. Okay, for the removal of the papams which have been accumulated before by wrong actions. For removing the obstacle, for removing the papams. Why should papams be removed? In order to neutralize the papams should be removed. In order to papams should be neutralized so that obstacles can be removed. So in order to remove the obstacles caused by the papams, Shastram prescribes karmani. Karmani Shastram vidadhati. Vidadat Shastram. Then mumukshunam palarthinam cha. Palasadhanam. Na karaka astitve vyapriyate means shastram vyapriyate means it involves itself. It engages itself. Na vyapriyate means shastram does not engage itself or involve itself in establishing the existence of the karakas. Or establishing the fact, stating that karakas are real. No. Shastram prescribes karmani only for the refinement of the mukshus, that in order to remove the obstacles in attainment of jnanam, in attaining jnanam, by removing the papams. For whom? For mukshus. For people who are mukshus, for them, karmas are prescribed even for mukshus. For what? People who are mukshus, they have to remove the obstacles. I have to get the obstacles removed. To remove the obstacles, they have to remove their papams. To get their papams removed, they have to earn punyam. To earn punyam, they have to do karma. So, this is how Shastram prescribes karma for the sake of those who are mukshus. Who are not yet ready for jnanam, for them shastram prescribes. For other people who are still not ready for jnanam at all, who are still interested only in earth karma results of actions, for them palasadhanam, as a means of fulfilling their desires, Shastram prescribes karma. That is the interest. So Shankaracharya makes it very clear in the two sentences, two facts. The purpose of Veda Shastram prescribing karma in the Karma Kanda. What is the purpose? Only two purposes. The first purpose is Karma Kanda prescribes karma for the sake of those people who are aspiring for jnanam and moksha, for them to become qualified for jnanam, Shastram prescribes karma. By way of neutralizing the papams, by removing the obstacles, they can become prepared for jnanam, one thing. And for secondly, Shastram prescribes karma for those people who are not yet ready for jnanam, who are not even aspiring for jnanam, in order to fulfill their desires, Shastram prescribes karma. Ultimately, Shastra's aim is to make a human being happy. Of course, relatively and absolutely. This is the purpose. But Shastram, that is the only purpose. Shastram is not at all involved in stating, establishing that saying, no, duality is real. Shastram does not reveal duality. Shastram does not establish the karakas as reality. No, it just prescribes karma. I think it's time for me to stop now. Om.